This lawsuit madness has got to stop. Mary gets it. Except, Mary doesn't get it. Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mary Pasco. With me, as always, is Bruce Leah the Chug. I don't know where she is, actually, but she's in the building somewhere. So, as you may or may not have heard, there's yet another one of these awful lawsuits about music copyright. And I'm going to be really honest with you, totally transparent, straightforward. I started recording 12 minutes ago, and I was just, like, so angry about it that I was like, nah, fam, I got to start over. Because I don't want to put myself out there as, like, an angry person. You know, oh, hey, Bruce. Bruce just, she's just walking around. Let's see if Bruce can just say hi real quick. Hey, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, come here. Say hi. Come here. Come here, my sweet girl. That's my sweet girl. Hi, come here. I'm holding the guitar and Bruce at the same time, and it's very awkward.
Hi, this is Bruce, just, saying, yeah, my mom is, pretty mad about this lawsuit, so, I'm just kind of trying to avoid her until she calms down, okay, bye.
Oh, Bruce, I love you so much, my little Bruce, yeah. Okay, honestly. I'm sure that people would have loved the video and recording that I made earlier because, you know, we love that stuff. We love to watch people get all mad on YouTube. But I'm going to try to go about it a nicer way. Okay. Let's play devil's advocate, shall we? Okay. Obviously, you know I'm against this lawsuit. The lawsuit, in case you don't know, a guy named Steve Ronson is suing Lady Gaga because he alleges that Shallow, the incredible Oscar-winning song that we all love, he claims that it was ripped off from his song called Almost, which almost all of us now have gone and listened to his song on YouTube. So he's getting, he has ads running, so he's getting a lot of money for this already. Just from the notoriety. This is not a good thing to be known for, though, bro. Okay? Let's be honest. Alright, so I listen to the song, and it has, like, three of the same notes. Call the police. There, as I said in the crabisode of Mary Gets It, where we talked about the Katy Perry lawsuit, which I'm still really upset about, there are only so many notes, and songs are going to sound the same. And you know what? In this world, we are all, there is a collective consciousness, you know, we're all feeding off each other. Life is just this big, beautiful melting pot. And honestly, I really feel like that should be celebrated. You know, no one is out here trying, well, maybe they are, but Lady Gaga is not out here trying to rip people off. She's not like, oh, this song sounds cool, I'm just going to totally steal it. No, that ain't happening. Okay, I listened to the two songs, and this Almost song, it's a fine song, whatever, like, If this guy weren't suing Lady Gaga, I might even, like, be supportive of him as an artist. Of course, what he's doing is just so ugly that I cannot support him. And, you know, it's a fine song, but it ain't no Shallow, honey, okay? After I listened to a song a couple times, I read a bunch of the comments, I watched a bunch of videos on YouTube. There are some really good ones. There's one, I don't know how to pronounce this gentleman's name, so I'm just going to spell it. A-G-E-V-E space N-I-S-S-E, I think. I wrote it kind of messily on my notes. He did a really cool video showing that Steve Ronson's song actually sounds like it ripped off a bunch of other songs. So, yeah, that was a good one. He pointed out that it kind of sounds like Mbop. To me, it sounds kind of like 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20. A lot of people were saying Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind, Story of a Girl, Slide, the Goo Goo Dolls song. It sounds like a lot of songs. So, Steve, do you really want to be sued by all those people? I think not. Let me tell you. You don't. Oh, man. So, my heart goes out to Lady Gaga. And I really, really, really hope that Steve realizes that what he's doing is absolutely wrong and drops the case. That would be the best thing. So, As I mentioned, I did check it out on YouTube. So, there are two main videos that pop up when you search for the song. And it looks like one of them is his own channel and one of them is provided by CD Baby. And I love CD Baby. That is this awesome company where you pay them a little money and then they distribute your music. And part of that is putting it on YouTube, running ads against the video, and then they funnel that money back to the artist. So there you go, Steve. You got some money. So on that video, which is made by CD Baby, there's tons of comments. And let me tell you, some of the comments are really, really funny. Let me just see real quick if I can find some. Oh, yeah, the Ariana song. People are saying also that it sounds like that. One last time. Oh, no, I'm going to get copyright. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, how dare I? Oh, man. Yeah, a lot of people. Oh, Dust in the Wind. That was a big one, as people were saying. That sounded like Dust in the Wind. And, oh, man. I should have picked these out beforehand because they're just so. Oh, someone said, Makia Painter said, this sounds like every early 2000s sitcom theme song. I love it. Yeah, a lot of people have been saying, like, it just sounds like a ripoff of a bunch of, like, 90s, like, pop rock type stuff. Oh, Matthew Ryan said, the only similarity is that they're both played on guitar. Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, honestly, like, it's now by Steve putting himself out here with his lawsuit, is he now going to get sued because his song sounds like a bunch of other songs? Probably not, because you know what? Most people, like, probably all those. Oh, did I say Mbop also? They said that it sounds like Mbop. I don't think Hanson is going to be bothering to sue because I'm pretty sure Hanson is mature enough to understand that things are going to kind of sound the same because there are only so many notes. Da 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 da. Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, so that's on the CD Baby one. On his, what it looks like is that he deleted everybody's comments. That's what it looks like. I don't know for sure. And then all that you can see is his one comment. Which is like, I'm going to just read part of it. I can't read the whole thing because honestly, it makes me feel a little nauseated. It says, wow, a lot's been going on here, I see. To all the haters, show me what you've created with all your heart and soul, with all your sweat and sacrifice. You all need to put something out into the world that came from you that wasn't there before. Pause. Lady Gaga did that. And look what she did to it. Resume. Something you've devoted your life doing to put out in front of the world, naked and exposed for everyone to scrutinize. Then come back to me with your judgment. Another pause. I've done it. I put myself out all the time. I put a ton of my music out. So I guess that means that I'm allowed to say something, right? Okay. Resume. Not everything is as it seems or presented to you. We are so quick to condemn without full understanding. Pause. Okay. So maybe he actually isn't suing her? Nah, fam. I'm pretty sure you are. I read a bunch of articles from, you know, Deadline and there was one on Forbes. And I tried to click on it, and it was like, we've deleted this article because it doesn't, like, match up with our standards or something. I don't know. It was a little like, oh, shoot. Okay. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, I don't really want to keep reading what he said because, honestly, I just pray he realizes he's doing the wrong thing. He drops the lawsuit. The comment that I was looking for, I don't know if I can find it. It's like, there's just so many comments. But it was so funny. It was basically like, oh, it said something like, go off, sis. Like, you got a bunch of hits on your song, so take that money and call it a win. And you know what? Whoever wrote that comment, I applaud you. That was just so funny. Like, yeah, he is making a killing off this just on views. Jacob Goins said, my favorite part is when he rips Third Eye Blind off. Natalie Ryan said, guys, you can't use the notes G, A, and B. I copyrighted them. Y'all are funny. This is so fun. I feel like I'm that, you know, that GIF, or if you want to, you can call it a GIF, eating the popcorn. I came here for the comments, you know, like, you guys are funny. This is so good. I really pray that this lawsuit goes away because I'm still in shock and disbelief about the whole Katy Perry thing. I really hope that gets appealed and thrown out. And because as I have said many times, these lawsuits are making musicians like me afraid to put my music out there because I know my music comes from my heart. I am also, you know, with it enough to realize that I am inspired by everything. I'm inspired by you. I'm inspired by the TV, my dog, everything in the world inspires me and it all swirls in my brain. And so, yeah, like things are gonna sound like other things. You know, a lot of my music, you can hear the influences of the artists that I listen to. That's normal. That's supposed to happen. And I really don't think that Steve Ronson is one of the artists that Lady Gaga is influenced by, okay? Like, yeah, we understand that Lady Gaga was influenced by Madonna. That makes sense. That all makes sense. And I don't think Madonna sued her. I could be wrong. I don't know if I can really look this up without... This is why I need, like, an assistant. This and to handle the direct messages, which, by the way, I can't even open my messenger on Facebook anymore. It's horrible. I hate it so much. Like, I just want to block it off and make it go away. Let's see if I can... I can't even really reach my my laptop. Madonna, Lady Gaga, lawsuit. I don't know. I really don't think Madonna would do that. I feel like Madonna would just be like, you go, girl. I'm glad I could inspire you. All right, it's loading. And my phone is letting me know that my battery is low. Hang on, let me get this little notification off. Oh, it says there's a feud. Oh, but this one says the feud is over. And this says, this is Rolling Stone. Okay, that's good. I like Rolling Stone. Lady Gaga and Madonna feud is over. Oscars 2019. Okay, that's great. Oh, shoot. Maybe. Okay. You know what? Maybe she did. I don't know. But let's see. This is on Inquisitor. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da MTV added that the lawsuit claimed the sample was secretly hidden. Wait, what? I really should have looked into this before I started, but I didn't think of it because I really didn't think that Madonna... This might have even been about something else. I don't know. I'll look into it. We'll get back to it. Or, you know, in the comments, we can talk about it. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/MaryPascoYo. MaryPascoYo. So that we can talk in the comments and stuff, and you can see Bruce Lee's adorable face and such. And if you're watching on YouTube, you know, you can listen on Apple Podcasts if you're, like, cleaning the house. You just want to have it in your headphones, stuff like that. It's all good in the hood. Let's talk about something extremely happy. I was on Snowfall. Have you seen Snowfall on FX? It's a great show. I was on it. I'm so, so happy. Okay, honestly, I just dropped my pick because I was clapping so much for myself. I just want to say huge, huge, huge thanks to Summer at Central Casting for booking me. Huge thanks to the awesome cast and crew. It was really a truly special, awesome, wonderful day on set. I loved it so much. And if you watch the episode, it's season 3, episode 6, you can see me just chilling at the counter in the diner. It's about halfway through the episode, and you can see me actually really clearly in an orange dress, a beautiful orange dress from the awesome wardrobe people. Shout out to June and wardrobe. Huge, huge shout out to Lawrence and makeup. Oh my gosh. He was so cute. I had so much fun in the makeup chair with him. Oh my gosh, that was a good time. Everybody was really, really cool. I met a good friend there. You know, now we're like big supporters of each other on Instagram and such. Teddy Peters, shout out. She's beautiful. Check her out. And yeah, check out Snowfall. I love working in TV and movies. It's truly, I feel so at home on set. It's just a dream come true, and I'm so grateful that I get to do these things. And I feel like things are really, like, picking up, you know? I'm with Booked Talent now, so Mikkel and the gang are submitting me for a bunch of roles all the time, and then, you know, I have my regular agent, Chris, at Prodigy Talent, also getting me out there. So Chris submits me for the speaking roles. Mikkel submits me for the background roles. Central Casting is pretty much all background roles and stand-in work. Stand-in work is fun, and you make a lot of money. I was blessed to be a stand-in on Step Brothers, in for movies, on for TV. In Step Brothers. On? I don't know. If I worked on it. I think too much about these little things. Sometimes I overreact, as is evidenced by the fact that I had to start over this podcast because I was too upset about the Lady Gaga copyright stuff. Hey, y'all. Oh my gosh. Have you seen BH90210? Okay. I was shooketh when I found out that Beverly... Oh no, I ran out of space on my phone. Oh, this is so sad. Let's see if I can do something about it. Hold on. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're back. Back in action. I had run out of space on my phone because, you know, your girl likes to take a million pics and videos all the time, so I'm always running out of space. So I had to just quickly delete that first try where I was like all heated. And you know what? It felt good. It felt good to just throw it away. It's like sometimes they say, like, if you're mad at someone, write a letter and then throw it away, crumple it up and throw it away, or better yet, burn it. No, that's probably not good for the environment. I don't know. So, BH90210, y'all, it's so good. Okay, I was shooketh, as I was saying, when I found out Beverly Hills 90210 is back. Now, I started watching, and I don't want to give away any spoilers, but I think I can, the things that I am going to say, I'm pretty sure are okay to say. I started watching, and I was kind of like, ooh, I don't know about this, because you'll see when you watch, you're probably going to feel the same way, like, I'm not really sure, but it's because they're tricking you, so it's fine. Don't turn it off, like, in the first minute. It's a joke. They're tricking you, and it's so cute. So it's not a reboot of Beverly Hills 90210. It is the cast playing exaggerated versions of themselves, which, oh my gosh, I love shows like that. I love an exaggerated version of a real life celebrity. That is like one of the best things in the world. And it's so fun to watch. One of my favorite things to watch. So I highly recommend it. I have seen 2 episodes now, and I'm hooked. I'm excited. Like, I wish that I could just be binging them. Now, since I love it so much, I can't just binge, you know, because you have to wait like a week or whatever. It's like a normal show. It's not like dropped all at once like Netflix, which I think, I don't know if Netflix is even doing that now all the time, or they're making us wait. We'll see. But I've been wanting to binge, so I've been binging old Beverly Hills 90210 episodes. Oh, man. And let me just say, oh, my gosh. Oh, I miss Luke Perry. Rest in peace, Luke Perry. I'm still so sad. Like, I loved him so much. I had a huge poster of Luke Perry. Like, he was my dream come true. I was like, this is the guy, you know. It's so sad. And they did, you know, a really nice, it was nice what they said about him on the show. So that was really heartwarming. I cried like 3 times in the first episode. So yeah, that is one of the things I'm watching. I also just finished The Handmaid's Tale, that season finale. Wow. Like, oh yeah, I cry a lot. And I cried a lot watching that. And Orange is the New Black. Oh, I cried so much. That was a really powerful final season. I'm really sad that that's over. And Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, I think, is over, too. I just finished that. It was so good. Everything is ending, y'all. No, but Handmaid's Tale isn't over. It was just the season finale. I mean, it better not be over. I'm 99% sure it's not over. Oh, man. So I don't know how much space is on my phone, so I'm going to try to just kind of wrap it up. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I wanted to say huge thank you to all my awesome supporters, everyone who has been liking and subscribing on YouTube and donating. I really appreciate everything you're doing for me. Thank you so, so, so much. Life is finally starting to make sense. I'm not waiting tables right now, or hopefully ever again. I have to implement these, you know, law of attraction. Like, I always have everything I need. Everything is wonderful. I always have so many great opportunities. And I have to believe it. And, you know, I was on Snowfall, so hey, I'm happy. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Okay, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Mary Pasco, MaryPascoe. Check out my Amazon storefront. I added a ton of cool stuff, bunch of cool gift ideas, stuff that I would want for myself. That's how I buy gifts, is like, I think, like, what would I really want, but also like would be good for this person. So yeah, I have a really bunch of cool stuff. I just want to keep talking to you, but I'm really like afraid that I'm gonna run out of space, and I don't want to. It's been a lot. Let me just tell you, doing a podcast is a lot of work. Even just setting up setting up all the, there's like wires, cables everywhere. And then, you know, I was having an issue with my, I have two microphones and I guess the other one maybe is not alive anymore. And of course, when one thing like goes wrong, you don't know what's wrong. You don't know if it's the cable, maybe it's the amp, maybe it's the mixer, maybe, you know, so you have to kind of like, it's a lot. But I'm proud of myself for doing all this by myself, you know, go me. Yay. But I'm not really doing it by myself because I have you. Hey, I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for hanging out with me. This has been really fun, even though I was kind of in a bad mood. Hey, we can't always be happy and cheery because sometimes things in life are dreary and people try and, you know, piggyback on other people's success, and that sucks. Yes, I really, really, really hope that the lawsuit against Lady Gaga goes away. Gaga goes away. No, no, I don't want Gaga to go away, just the lawsuit against her. And I really want to be on more awesome TV shows like Snowfall. It's such a darn good show. I'm so honored and proud to be part of it. Thank you, FX. Thank you, Central Casting. Thank you, everybody. And thank you to my mom who bought me my tap shoes, because I've been doing a lot of tap dance videos and people really seem to like them. Who knew? Who knew people were so into tap dancing? So, hey, check them out, y'all. Let me know what you think. And also, check out Inbox Dollars, because you can make money in your jammies. Yeah, link in description for Inbox Dollars. And I get a little bonus for referring you, and then we both make some moolah. It's super easy. And I have my Ibotta referral link. Oh, we have merch. Oh, my gosh, Crabble Dabble merch. Check it out. It's on teespring.com. It's super cute. There's pillows and tote bags and shirts, mugs, like tons of stuff. I designed with cute crabs. There's a regular crab, a crab unicorn, a cat crab, all kinds of cool stuff. I think my phone is about to run out of space again, so I'm going to say goodbye. I love you so much.